For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer. For Haiti with Love's split black beans are spoiling and the cause is unclear. With a food crisis already in the country, it is clear that they need to raise $12,000 to replace them or 3,000 Haitians will be left hungry. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says,
the people that we're helping don't have any other place to turn right now. That's why it's so critical. We're trying to deal with the poorest of the poor who have no other avenues of support. So if we can't keep up our support to them, then they will really suffer and we may lose some.
Next, a prayer vigil last night capped the North Korean Freedom Week in Washington, D.C. As a member of the North Korea Freedom Coalition, Open Doors USA is helping to bring attention to the suffering of the North Koreans under the regime of Kim Jong-il. China is enabling them by repatriating desperate refugees, but the coalition believes China's finally feeling the heat. Carl Moeller of Open Doors says prayer is crucial.
They are encouraged when they know that people are praying for them, that they're not forgotten, and that they're being lifted up in those contexts of politics and prayer so that freedom can come their way.
And former Russian President Boris Yeltsin's influence can be seen in the lives of teenagers throughout Russia. His reforms made FEBC Russia's Talking with Teens Christian broadcast possible. The program features Christian and non-Christian teens who discuss life and relationships and inevitably spiritual issues. Producer Olga Denisova credits the honesty of the teens for bringing listeners back each week. This is a breakthrough in Russia's history of atheism. Please pray that Christian leaders are raised up through this broadcast. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.